This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Quick, what do E15 gas and funding ICE and CBP have in common? Well, if you guessed nothing, you'd be partially correct. But on Wednesday, in the House of Representatives, they were both joined at the hip. Yeah, this week in the House, the GOP majority was faced with a possibility of this week's agenda face-planting on the House floor. At issue was a budget resolution from the Senate purposed in bringing to an end the weeks-long shutdown of DHS. Passage of the budget resolution was important because it would unlock the ability to use reconciliation to fund the department and notably ICE and CBP. Remember, House Democrats have blocked funding of the Department of Homeland Security agencies because of their angst over the actions in Minnesota, and reconciliation provides a pathway in the Senate without a filibuster. But at the same time, a number of Midwestern representatives were promoting the year-round sale of E15 gas, which was tied to the Farm Bill, also under consideration this week. A number of conservatives against the E15 issue balked on the totally unrelated budget resolution, forcing leadership to hold open the all-important vote on passage for more than 5 hours on Wednesday. Late into the evening, Speaker Mike Johnson, whose next job should be hosting Let's Make a Deal, agreed to decouple the E15 issue from the Farm Bill, appeasing the conservatives, but holding a standalone vote on E15, appeasing the Midwesterners. Johnson, since becoming Speaker in 2023, has brokered so many deals among his rowdy conference that rumor has it he's considering staking out a permanent residence at Camp David to broker future deals. So the budget resolution passed 215 to 211 to 1 on Thursday, and now reconciliation instructions will be advanced in hopes a final agreement can be on the Resolute desk by the President's June 1st deadline. Midday Thursday, the House voice voted the bill funding the remainder of the Department of Homeland Security. And on one of its last acts of the week, the House passed the Farm Bill 224 to 200, a 5-year authorization of farm programs and SNAP benefits. It will head to the Senate, where the Senate version is being crafted by our very own Senator John Bozeman. Current farm policy runs out at the end of September. Needless to say, governing is tough. Legislating with very thin majorities is really tough. Kudos to the Speaker for pulling yet another rabbit out of the hat. Also this week, a day before the FISA 702 provision expires, the House sent a long-term extension with a few superficial changes to the Senate. Our bill also had an anti-central bank digital currency provision that would never clear the Senate. So late Thursday, the Senate, by unanimous consent, sent the House a short-term extension of FISA 702, and wisely, we took it, to allow a little more time to work out any differences. So progress? Yes. Final solution? Well, to be determined. Stay tuned. Finally, the Supreme Court of the United States shook the grounds around Capitol Hill on Wednesday with a ruling effectively dismantling an outdated provision of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that over time have created a number of majority-minority districts. That will pave the way for states with those gerrymandered districts to redraw boundaries. That could possibly change the dynamic in the midterms this year, but more likely to impact the 2028 cycle, since a number of states have already had their primaries. Won't affect Arkansas. Republicans already control each of the four House seats, and with supermajorities in the House and Senate, there's no real chance of a redistricting issue until 2030. And, obviously, this doesn't affect the Senate, since senators are elected statewide. As I've said before, I don't like redrawing boundaries in the middle of a census window. It sets a very dangerous precedent and could prove counterproductive over time. Also want to congratulate Coach John Calipari and the Arkansas Razorback basketball program. They signed a 7-footer from Finland, and then Arkansas jumped Duke for the top spot in this year's recruiting class. Go Hogs! Well, the House left town Thursday for a week-long recess. I'll be making my rounds in the 3rd District of Arkansas and I hope to see you along the way. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.